This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Moment, and that's cement.
That would explain why you got your hands on it.
Yes. I have to get it. Yes.
But what are we talking about on the show?
Well, we've got quite a bit of news, actually. There's been some stuff in the paper this week about sexually transmitted infections in Australia that are quite concerning. And we've got some circumcision info. Bit about anal pap smears coming up.
Fantastic.
Yay.
Ooh. Hopefully you're all having dinner.
It'll be a bunch of laughs. we'll try and keep it clean.
Why bother?
And what else? Oh, we're going to have a look back at some of my favourite shows.
A little walk down memory lane.
I should have put a little thing together.
A little montage.
Montage. Okay.
Montage.
And we'll talk a little bit about Carnival because we're going to be there.
That's right. And actually, on that note, Joy t-shirts are going to be on sale and you'll be seeing them on all of the Joy folks. Hopefully even us on the weekend. And now you can even pick one up for yourself. There'll be a limited run of 50 t-shirts for sale this Sunday at Midsummer Carnival, and they're only $20 each. And they've got all sizes, so grab them quick because they'll be going like hotcakes.
Yes.
And so $20 each, a great little purchase to be made at Carnival this Sunday.
And you can see all the Joy crew in action as well.
Because it'll be a live broadcast.
Broadcasting live. But we would love to hear from you tonight. You know,
we sure would, because as we've been doing lately, the first person that says hello and lets us know what they're thinking gets the show dedicated to them. It's a very intimate and interactive show for that person, because it's like we're having a very, very private conversation with you.
Last week it was someone from California.
Oh, fantastic.
I know, all the way around the world. So right. If you want to let us know who you are, what you're thinking, maybe you just want to say hi. What can you do? Or what you're wearing, whether you're coming to Carnival.
And if
how
you
much
are,
you'll
what
miss
you're
me.
Wearing.
How much you miss me. What can you do, Jason?
You can send an SMS to 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au or ring us and speak to the lovely Gordon on 1-1300JOY949. That's 1-300JOY949.
But up next, we're going to be talking about some news. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Email onair@joy.org.au.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 with Jason and Kylie.
And in case you didn't get the message, we really want to hear from you.
We do.
Lots of ways.
Yes.
But it's time to
talk about
the
news, as we bang our papers heavily on the desk.
Switching gears.
So it sounds like we're important news readers. We still haven't found that. I'll search for it in my week off.
Fantastic.
But first I wanted to talk about some news that hit the paper today and also a few days ago. The Age has been covering this story about chlamydia infections being at an all-time high. They've tripled over the past decade. And in 2009, there were 61,000 notifications of sexually transmitted infections, and in 2000 there were only 16,960.
Now, was that kind of evenly spread out across the country, or
no.
Was there one state that was a bit more heavily impacted?
Yes, that would be Queensland. They had 16,592 infections, and then it was New South Wales, and then Victoria came in third. It's a competition you don't really want to win, is it?
Not really. But it's those numbers are really quite mind-blowing. 62,000, when you compare it to a lot of the other STIs, is remarkable.
Yeah, and for women, your chlamydia can be quite serious, because it can cause infertility if left untreated, and it doesn't show symptoms. You know, for men and women.
Like a lot of the bacterial STIs, like gono and syphilis.
Yeah, you don't always notice it. And so there's quite a few sexual health experts, physicians around Australia that are calling on the federal government to actually implement a national screening program for chlamydia because the numbers have increased.
So what would that consist of, a national screening program?
Well, the national screening programs that we have in place at the moment are breast screen, the cervical cancer screening program. We have a bowel screening program, and there is prostate screening, but I don't know if it's a federally initiated screening program. But there is screening guidelines for prostate cancer. So it would mean that there's a set of guidelines that are established that, for example, you know, young women aged 16 to 25, if they walk into your GP clinic and you see them, that you will offer them a routine screening. I don't know what they would do around questions of sexual history. I assume that they would take some just to get an idea of what's actually happening. And then they would do it on it might be an annual basis or a two-yearly basis. Because it does impact, well, it does affect more young people. People do get infected across the ages.
But it kind of raises an interesting issue, though, with GPs is that, you know, I think most people between the ages of 16 and 29, when they go into their GP should be expecting that they're sexually active, yet very few go and throw in or offer a full sexual health screen. That it takes a national screening program
to actually
to get
do it.
That on board. And whether it would anyway, would GPs still feel comfortable bringing it up?
I actually spoke to my GP about it, and she offers everyone, regardless of age, whether they're married. She said it's a bit awkward sometimes because some people think that you're making assumptions about their sexual and social behaviour. But she said she acknowledged that it's an issue, and I thought that was fantastic. And you know, it's great to see. She's not saying, "Well, oh, I think you do this, so I'm testing you," but I'm not going to test you because you know you're married or you're older, that kind of thing. So hopefully, the government will say, yes, we need to do something about it. Even if it is just chlamydia, then it's a start, and then GPs can offer testing for other sexually transmitted infections as well, because it's usually just a urine test. If there's symptoms, you can do a swab.
Fantastic.
Lovely.
But, of course, until that's up and running, if your GP doesn't ask you for a sexual health check, ask them. Tell them what to do.
Yeah, do it. Well, we've got some more news as well to come after this message, and also a lovely track from Florence and the Machine. You're with Jason and Kylie on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Give a new Joy 94.9 membership to someone you love, including yourself, this midsummer, and go into the draw to win two VIP tickets to see George Michael live in Melbourne. Buy a new 6-month Joy membership for a friend, family, or even yourself, and not only get the chance to enter all of the competitions you hear on Joy, get invites to exclusive events and great Joy member discounts, you'll also go into the draw to win two VIP tickets to see George Michael, valued at $400 each, at his only Melbourne show on March 3rd. Plus, as a thank you to all current Joy members, you're automatically entered in the draw to win this amazing prize. So if you or someone you know isn't a member, then purchase a Joy membership at Carnival Day on Sunday, January 17th, or call 1-1300-JOY-949 or online at joy.org.au. Competition closes Sunday, February 7th.
Cruising for Joy? It's safe listening. Joy 94.9.
You are with Jason and Kylie on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And that was Florence and the Machine with Dog Days Are Over. And I would have to say that would be one of my albums of last year, along with The Eels. How about you? Albums of 2009?
I just figure I'm going to get abused by you for saying this.
But, I won't abuse you.
You will. I'm going to have to say probably The Gossip, Music for Men.
Good, very good.
There's a couple, LaRue, and I'm gonna also have to say a guilty pleasure of the Fame Monster, which is
what
Lady Gaga's
extra
edition. Yeah. Anyway.
There we go.
Lots of music, lots of good times. Little Boots is also there. Paloma Faith is there. Lots of good stuff. But I'm looking forward to some albums for 2010 because Rasheen Murphy's got a new one. Christina Aguilera's got a new one. Yeah.
Rasheen Murphy,
for,
I love.
For anyone listening, she just grinned up her face. Nothing new. But yeah, anyway, as you can see, we're taking our short break from any health issue and talking about what we enjoy.
Especially music. We have had a message in. First people to message in.
Mike, once again, Mike, not from Australia.
Yes, Mike and Pete. And I've been, you know, it has to be the Mike and Pete show, not just the Mike show.
But yes, they're sending their message in from jolly old England. They're in London right now. So
probably snowed in.
Exactly. And suck on that. And we've also received a message from Glenda.
Glenda. We've got a gorgeous photo herself. About to arrive. But it is, you know, talking about music, we're normally a health show, but Jason and I both love music a lot. And we have competitions to see who has better, you know, plays better music. And clearly I win. But it is a sad day for music in Melbourne because the Tote is closing this weekend. The Tote Hotel up in Collingwood. It's up on the corner of Alexander.
That I have no idea.
Alexander Parade.
Oh, Alexandra.
No. The one that goes onto the Eastern Freeway.
Yes, it is Alexandra Parade.
I never know what that's called. It's just a really busy road.
I always call it. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. So this weekend, they're having last drinks. They couldn't afford to keep their liquor licensing because of the changes that were implemented last year with liquor licensing. If you were considered a high-risk venue, then your liquor license went up considerably. And there's been a lot of coverage in, you know, in local papers, in our main press, The Age and Herald Sun, about different businesses being affected by these new liquor licensing laws. And, you know, there was the same issue with the lockout as well, when people got big clubs got exemptions from the lockout, and the smaller businesses couldn't put up that fight because they don't have that money. So it is a real shame.
And what happened to that lockout?
It disappeared. So it is a real shame that the Tote is going to close down. There were concerns that they might close down, may have closed down last year, but there was a bit of a glitch and they got to keep going. But unfortunately, and they have some, you know, fantastic bands that often don't get a look in at other venues, you know, because they're not mainstream, sort of heavier, sort of rocking out music that I like. Mm. And, so that is, it's very sad.
Well, maybe let's think positively. Maybe someone might open a new venue there in that space. That'll be fantastic.
Everyone should get together and put some money in.
A co-op.
It was like when the Astor went up for sale. There was quite a few of us said, oh, we'll all put in some money and buy it. I think we need about 1,000 friends.
Yeah.
So sad day for music in Melbourne. But I did want to announce that, you know, I am leaving. You may have
well,
heard.
Well, you already announced that, but heard. Moving on. What's your point?
one of the new presenters, well, the new presenter to join Jason and Tex will be Jill.
Yes.
Miss Jill from the Victorian Ads Council Game and Sales Centre will be joining.
We need our ladies on Well, Well, Well.
Yeah. And I must say, she has similar taste to music in
yes, exactly.
To me.
So if anyone really listening enjoys the fact that Kylie and I are always bitching at each other about the choice of music, don't worry, because that's going to continue once Jill's on air with us. So.
And Jill might have a rant too. Yeah, you know, because we had an unofficially named segment called Kylie's Rant.
Yeah, and that actually was
that
it
was
right
it,
there.
But it was a bit more heartfelt and sombre. So maybe Jill will have a rant, or Jill's soapbox. She can make up her
maybe
own
she can make
segment.
Up exactly. But she does like to go on a rant. Let me tell you that. It'll be good fun.
It's a good rant though.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I'm usually the cause of the rant, but anyway.
Yeah.
That'll continue.
So Jill will be joining the team in February.
Very, very, very exciting. So stay tuned. She's been a guest host on Well, Well, Well at the end of last year as well. So for those of you who caught the show, you'll be catching more of Jill shortly.
But I must add, talking about music, There'll be CDs and DVDs for sale. You can pick up a great CD or DVD bargain at Joy's Midsummer Stall at Carnival this Saturday.
Well, what's on sale?
Well, they're having a big clean out. Well, we're having a big clean out, and there's loads of great pre-loved and brand new CDs and DVDs for sale, starting only from $1. All money raised goes to Melbourne's own gay GLBTIQ radio station. Joy. So head to the Joy stall at Carnival this midsummer for a super duper CD and DVD bargain bonanza sale. But right now,
super duper.
Let's take another fabulous track from another album that I absolutely adored from last year, and it's Passion Pit with Sleepy Head.
You're lucky. Hi, we're the Top Twins, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. You're with Jason and Kylie, and this is Well, Well, Well. And that was The Presets with Are You The One? And before that, you heard Passion Pit and Sleepy Head. And both Florence and Passion Pit are coming to Melbourne.
Are they all part of... Are they both part of the Laneway Festival, or is it just...
No, Passion Pit is part of... they're coming for Big Day Out, because they're on the 25th of... January this month at the Corner, sold out, and Florence is on the 3rd, I think, of February, also sold out. So many things happening over summer, including Midsummer Carnival. Midsummer Carnival this Sunday. We're going to be there.
Trying to stay warm.
Yeah, it's going to be 20 and windy, I think.
And showers.
Showers. So bring some sunscreen and a raincoat, an umbrella and a hat.
And a blanket.
Yeah.
Bring everything.
Bring everything. Just pack the car for everything. But we're going to be there at stall D2. That's the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, I should mention.
That's right. But of course, Joy will be there as well.
Joy will be there. We're going to have show bags and some safe sex packs. There'll be smiling faces and good times.
We've always got the goods.
Yeah. We're pretty popular. Yeah. Listen to us talking.
We're pretty amazing. Yeah. We are pretty amazing.
So, come and look for us. We've got blue show bags this year. They're very cute. We packed them today. Team bonding exercise, packing bags, getting ready for Carnival. It's a big day for us. The rest of the organisation will be there too, so you can come and check out other things that we do.
So services like those at the Positive Living Centre, find out about counselling.
Fundraising. Maybe you want to volunteer. Sign up for volunteering. Our volunteer coordinator will be there. It'll be great.
It'll be a fantastic day. Don't let it rain on our parade. Slash carnival.
But Joy will also be there. There is not just a stall, but the Joy Midsummer Stage. Joy 94.9 will be bringing you all the action live and loud this Sunday from Midsummer's Carnival. Come along to Joy Stall and be in the middle of all the action. Catch up with your favourite presenters. Go in the draw to win some great prizes or chill out in the special Joy Lounge area. If you can't be there this year, then tune in from 11 a.m. to hear all about Carnival only on Joy 94.9. And you can listen online as well at joy.org.au.
Now, you mentioned some great prizes at the Joy Stall, and one of those is a limited edition print by Ross Watson featuring Matthew Mitchum, which is valued at $660. Tickets are limited to 400, so get in quick. Purchase a raffle ticket for only $10 this Sunday from the Joy Stall at Carnival, or call 1300-JOY-949 or come in to the Joy Studios. Get in quick.
Yes. Definitely. Now, I briefly wanted to just have a chat about some of my favourite shows. But one of them was, bless him, Jason, was when we had Francesco in. And that was when we were in the South Melbourne studios, because I started on air in August of 2005. Yeah, August 2005 I started. But when you came on in... September the following year, and then we had Francesco out for
to launch a protection campaign.
And also he marched with us for Pride March and handed out safe sex packs. But we did interview him on air, and for some reason you'd been spending all week with him, and we started talking about sex and
him jerking off.
And his relationships, and Jason couldn't keep it together. Like now, he was blushing. He just couldn't hold it together, and I had to take over the interview because I was just there for the night. And it was Jason's program, and he had all his questions ready, and he just fell apart and blushed and giggled. And normally I'm the giggly one. But that
it was good fun.
It was fun. And we've, you know, it's been great being able to get international guests into the studio. And we had just recently, we had Chris Walsh, who's based in London, but he also does some work in Chiang Mai. And we had Stephen Robertson. He's also from the UK. He works in men's health, in around masculinity and health and men accessing health services. And that was great. He was over for a brief visit. He was in Melbourne and also up in the Gold Coast, and so we were able to get him in. So it's been great, but getting people in and finding out what they do globally. And
of course, having porn stars in almost annually is also good fun.
Yeah, regular feature. Know. Oh, you know, I don't really care. But, you know, also being able to get our volunteers in to talk about the work that they do with us, because without volunteers just like Joy, we wouldn't be able to run a lot of the programs that we do. And also the World AIDS Day specials have been incredibly moving, and it's been great to meet speakers from the Positive Speakers Bureau who give their time to come and talk to us and share their stories. And so we've been doing that for a number of years. And they also provide their stories to Joy throughout AIDS Awareness Week as well, which is great.
Did you ever think that when you were studying health promotion that you'd end up doing a radio show?
I actually hoped that really? I would, because I did media in health promotion, and one of the units we do, we had to do radio spots. So do interview and also do a 30-second radio spot. And one of my lecturers and a researcher in WA where I studied, he did help set up health promotion radio in Mongolia, and then he was setting up something in Indonesia. So it was an interest of mine, and also being interested in music as well. So it's been great to combine the two, and hopefully I can continue to do something very similar over in Bangkok.
Fantastic.
So exciting times. But you're with Jason and Carly on Well Well Well, and we've got more to come after these important messages.
4.9.
Well, this is Well Well Well, and you're with Jason and Kylie, and that was Hot Chip with Ready for the Floor. Now, I'd like to mention a day in the life of Joy. Not our day, though. Lucky. But,
Why lucky? It'll be rather fascinating.
Yeah. But tickets are now on sale for Joy's very special midsummer show, A Day in the Life of Joy. For the first time ever, Joy 94.9 is opening its studio doors and airing out its dirty laundry live on stage at the Arts Centre. Learn what really goes on behind the scenes at Joy as we present live music from up-and-coming GLBTIQ and friendly musical artists, and featuring Joy presenters as well as special guest performers. A Day in the Life of Joy is on February the 1st from 7:30 p.m. at the Arts Centre. Tickets are on sale now for $30 full or $25 for Joy members. Call 1-300-182-183 or online at theartscentre.com.au. Which is
fabulous.
Great. Yeah. So, yeah, because they're airing their dirty laundry live, so they don't want
ours. Better not be ours.
They don't want ours, Jason, because no one wants to hear about you.
They do enough of that.
They've just heard about me for 10 minutes.
Every Thursday.
Now, we didn't get to this in the news because we're very busy talking about chlamydia.
And ourselves.
But there's been a survey, and I thought it'd be interesting to cover because I'm moving to Bangkok to actually work in work with men who have sex with men in the Mekong region. And it was the world's second largest gay men's survey, and it focused on men in East and Southeast Asia. And it was a survey that was put on a website called Friday.com, which is a website based in Singapore, but for the region. And it found that 46% of men who've sex with men reported inconsistent condom use during anal sex with casual partners and high levels of unprotected sex with regular partners. And they compared this survey with an annual survey that happens in the UK, which is the Gay Men's Sex Survey, which is conducted by Sigma Research. And Sigma Research is similar to, I guess, the Australian Research Centre in Sex Health and Society and the two national centres that are based in Sydney. And it was an English language survey, and they've now released, there's a survey online now, which is going to be, people can complete in 9 languages, which is great. But so we had a look at some of the stats from this survey, and they found similar rates of testing when they compared this survey to the UK survey. Actually, there was a higher proportion of men in Asia that had ever had a HIV test, but fewer men had tested in the last 12 months. And 5% who had tested and 3.7% of the whole group knew they had HIV, compared to 11.6% of testers and 9.8% of the whole group in the UK survey. And we got to thinking, well, how does it compare with our survey, which is the periodic survey, which is conducted in the major capital cities in Australia every year.
And the one at Melbourne is done around Carnival and at various venues around town.
Yeah.
At this time of year.
And so did you have a look?
Yeah.
Anything exciting?
Well, they're testing the proportion of men that had ever taken an HIV test was about 74%. And in the 2009 survey here in Melbourne, that figure was 88.1 here. But of course, that was of men who had ever taken, so regardless of how far back. And I couldn't pick up the proportion in the executive summary of how many people had been tested in the last 12 months. But I reckon it's probably around that same figure as well.
Mm. And I think it's great that this survey was done, because Friday.com is more of a, I guess, a social networking site, but there's a lot of information, sexual health information for men of sex with men on that site. And within, we don't have a lot of information about men in some of the countries in East and Southeast Asia. So it's great that we're starting to get this information, and being an online survey, it's anonymous, people can do it in their own time. And the fact that they're doing the survey again in 9 different languages, hopefully they'll be able to capture a lot more men and find out what's actually going on with HIV and testing and safe sex.
Well, it allows them to get broader reach in terms of the demographic that they pick up in the survey, which is a huge challenge, I'd imagine, for the region.
Mm.
Can bear some really fruitful results.
Yeah, and hopefully lead to some, you know, great prevention programs happening over there. But the periodic survey, the recruiters will be out at Carnival. There is a stall. You can go check it out, and you can enter a raffle if you complete the survey. And the surveys will also be available at a range of gay-friendly clinics throughout Melbourne metro area, and also at some of the sex on premises venues as well in the evening.
So it doesn't take very long to fill out, but it's very, very valuable to folks like us and to the greater community. So be sure to take a moment, fill it out, and enter to win some great prizes.
Yes. But that's about all the time we have for this evening. Coming up next is The Frequency, and I believe it's Soul Central with Adam.
Ooh.
Ooh. And so that'll be very groovy. Like a bit of soul music.
Yeah.
It's good for the soul. Ha. So cheesy. I'll bet you won't be, you know, missing that. Anyone. That everyone will be going, great, she's gone. Get rid of that cheesiness.
but
come and visit us at Carnival on Sunday. Yes, get some freebies. You'll be there from the beginning. I think I'm there from 11. I think I'll be there up until tea dance.
So come at noon. Come and say hello.
We'll give you a goodie bag, a t-shirt. And
yeah. Our giveaway this year is quite saucy, quite naughty.
Oh, yes, it is too.
It's good fun. So be sure to come on by and grab one of those blue bags.
Yes.
And say hello.
But we'll be here next week again.
One last time.
Last show. the last hurrah. But I'm going to leave you tonight with another groovy little track. This is very festive. It's very carnival. And it's Basement Jaxx with Bingo Bango. Good night.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.